This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here this afternoon. Saturday, it is the Rudolph Run, and we're going to talk about it from kind of a different vantage point today. Abby Drummond from the Department of Human Services, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, talk about your role as a community partnership coordinator.
Community partnership coordinators wear a lot of hats, but I would say that our primary function is to really partner with community-based organizations and other agencies to bring resources to the Oregonians that we serve here in Douglas County.
So how long have you been at DHS?
Oh gosh, 4.5 years. It'll be 5 years in March.
How did you get into this kind of work?
Accidentally, kind of. I moved back to Douglas County and they were hiring, so I applied and didn't realize how much I would love doing this kind of work. So,
what is now, and you're working on obviously a lot of different things throughout the year to connect people and to get the help behind the scenes. Talk about just what all the Department of Human Services does around here.
Gosh, that's a big question. So we have a lot of different services that we provide, from our child welfare aspect, obviously providing safety for children and education for families. We have our aging and people with disabilities, which connects folks to needed medical and other services for our aging community. And we have our self-sufficiency program that connects folks to food benefits, to temporary cash benefits, domestic violence grants, and other things that just kind of break down barriers and assist families.
So Rudolph Run, I don't even remember when it started. It was already going when I began here, and I've been here a long time. So it's a long time community tradition, getting a lot of people involved. Talk about it from the DHS side of things.
Yeah, so Rudolph Run starts for us much earlier in the year, and usually in October, when we start kind of gathering information around what families really could benefit from this resource and start getting referrals ready and kind of putting things in motion behind the scenes on our side.
Now, talk about the different types of kids that are benefiting from this.
There's a broad spectrum also of children that benefit from this. We have kids that are currently in foster care whose families receive these gifts to be able to give their children in that time that they get to visit with them over the holidays, which is a really important piece of the puzzle to be able to maintain those connections with family. We also have children who are served through the self-sufficiency program who are determined to be at the highest level of financial need for this type of resource, and folks that are potentially at a higher risk of becoming involved in the child welfare system.
So what is the age range for these kids?
0 to 18. I think the youngest referral I got this month is a 1-month-old baby. And we have kiddos all the way up to 18 that are still in high school that will be receiving benefits, receiving gifts from this year.
So kids from all over the county then?
All over.
Talk about kind of behind the scenes getting ready for it. Is that kind of a staff thing, going around and looking at the people that you're serving and trying to figure out, the best places to help?
Yeah. So on the child welfare side, they gather the information for the families who could benefit from this resource, who currently have children that are in the foster care system. And then on the self-sufficiency side, we have family coaches who make a determination on whether somebody's at risk or whether they have a higher financial need, and they can submit a referral for them as well.
Now, one of the things about Rudolph Run, when we wrap up and drop off the toys Saturday afternoon, is looking at this room. That's a pretty good sized room. And if everything goes right, it's very, very filled with toys, and everybody's pretty blown away.
Yeah, this will be my fourth year doing the Rudolph Run, and I am a little more amazed every year. It seems like even during the years when you think things are really, really tough, and they are, this community shows up for our kids.
And do you have folks ahead of Rudolph Run ever bring things by as well?
We do. In fact, pretty much every year we've had at least something extra. One year we had a family who had purchased a tree through the Festival of Trees, and it was a beautiful Disney tree, and they donated that along with all the gifts. And that tree actually still decorates our lobby every year for Christmas, and those gifts were then donated forward to the Rudolph Run for kids. We had a family-owned business that did a fundraiser and raised enough money to buy gift cards for every teen on the Rudolph Run referral list 1 year. This year, I'm going to be, actually, when I'm done here, going to Maurice's, who did a drive to have folks donate clothes and gift cards to also go towards the Rudolph Run.
So a lot of different help. Any idea how many kids at this point are going to get help from Rudolph Run?
You know, it really varies every year, but I would say this year we're looking somewhere between 600 and 800 children.
Wow. And without this, there would be that many less gifts under their tree.
Absolutely. We have kids that these are the only gifts under their tree. So it's a huge blessing to families in Douglas County.
Wow. You know, one of the other things we notice sometimes on the route as well, on it, you know, things vary year to year, is there always seems to be somebody, and a lot of times it's more than one, folks that show up or connect with us along the way somewhere. And sometimes, you know, we've got a big entourage going and all of that. And sometimes I'll wonder why they're there, why they have a big vehicle and all that, only to find out that they've gone out maybe from a company or a group of employees or a group of friends, gone out and sometimes felt like an entire U-Haul type trailer themselves and are just, you know, coming along with us to be part. I mean, people really dig deep on this one.
They do. And it's like I said, I'm amazed every year at the show of support from this community for the kids of Douglas County. And you're right, each year it grows a little bit. And I think I know the trailer you're talking about. We had one pull up that was stuffed front to back with private donations from a separate business.
Wow. So talk about, you know, if people are listening to this, they've heard the announcements on the radio, maybe they haven't gotten to be able to do anything yet. What's the range, or what kind of things are you looking for?
You know, I would say the area that we struggle with the most is those older kids and teenagers. They tend to have a higher price tag on gifts. You know, as your kids get older, things get more expensive. They're also not quite as much fun to buy. You know, you go to the store and you see everything that's colorful and pretty and fun, and that's what you're drawn to. But I would say that really the need centers mostly, not that we don't need the things for the younger kids, just where we're lacking in the most years is in that kind of tween age to teenage years. Yeah.
Well, and I recall they tend to be hard to buy for. So how do you figure out what kinds of things to donate?
You're right. It is difficult because they have a lot of varied interests. But I would say, you know, gift cards are always a huge hit. The year that we had the gift cards, they were simple $15 gift cards to fast food restaurants. But if you can imagine being in high school and all of your friends going out to lunch and you not ever getting to do that, that is a huge gift for a teenager. And so it doesn't have to be Xboxes, right? Because that's usually on everybody's Christmas list. There are smaller ways to really make a big impact in the life of a teenager, just to be able to be part of what your other friends are doing.
And when if you go out and do that, you could spend quite a bit of money on gift cards, and you look at that and go, well, you know, I mean, it doesn't look impressive. It doesn't look like a new bike or some big fancy toy or whatever, but still it can make a big difference.
Yeah, yes, you're correct. It's fun to buy bikes, and it's fun to buy the big toys, and that's what creates that big mountain of things that we see in the lobby area when the toys are delivered. And each and every one of those things counts, and each and every one of those things goes to a child who's loving it. What you don't see is the reaction of the parents who are having these teenagers, and all they want is to give them that same good smile on their face on Christmas. And those gift cards actually do the same thing for a teenager that bike does for a younger kid.
All right, we're going to talk more about Rudolph Run in just a moment. Abby Drummond with us from the Department of Human Services. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1, Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show coming at 4 tomorrow. We continue our look at some of the organizations that help out throughout the year but need some special help during the holiday season. Melanie Kremer from Peace at Home Advocacy Center on Inside Douglas County tomorrow. Abby Drummond from the Department of Human Services. She is a community partnership coordinator, one of the people working on it, Rudolph Run behind the scenes. We were just talking about ideas for gifts to give, especially for those harder to get kids. So you don't really create like a list. You've got to wait for all this to come in and then figure out how to dole it out, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what we do. When the gifts show up, we have a team of folks that stay behind and help organize and sort. So we have an idea of what we have to gift that year, and from there we decide how we're going to do that.
So when all of us radio folks and media folks and the motorcyclists and everybody, as we leave, how much longer are you guys there just that day?
Several hours. We have to get the room set up completely because Monday morning at 8 o'clock is when we have families that come start to shop for these gifts. And so by the time we leave there on Saturday, that room is completely set up. And the lobby area where the toys get dropped off has to be returned to a lobby area. So we leave when we're done. So it's usually a few hours at least.
So is it kind of incremental? You go through, I mean, because by the end of that evening, you don't have gifts attached to names yet, right?
No, we actually set up a shopping area for families, and we organize the toys based on age group. And so when families come in, we can kind of direct them where that age group of items would be and let them know how many items they get to shop for, and they get to pick. And then we replenish that room consistently throughout the week so that we have some of those cool, bigger items are always kind of available in there.
So it's the kids or the adults, caregivers, kids that are in these kids' lives that are there, not the kids, right?
Correct. We have the families, the adults come and shop, and we do try to make it have a broad enough schedule that families can hopefully come when they don't have kids to shop with, because then they really get to take the time and find the things and then see the excitement on the kids' face when they open it. It's not a gift that they already know about.
So 600 to 800 kids. I don't think I realized the number was that high. Has that grown over the years?
It has grown over the years. I'd have to look back at my numbers, but I would say that we probably served closer to 400 kids the first year that I did the Rudolph Run, and it has grown. The last couple of years were a little different because it was COVID, and we couldn't have families come in and shop, and so we had to modify how that was done. This year's our first year having families back in the building to shop, which is really exciting, but it's also a year with inflation and all the other things going on. We have a huge need this year, and I think the numbers kind of speak to the need.
Wow. And yeah, with prices going up and all of that, you know, even people that are, you know, have got good jobs, disposable income and all of that, you know, you still walk out of the store and go, how much did I just spend and what did I get? So for folks that have a special need, and especially some of the situations that you guys are addressing, I mean, it's a lot harder.
Yeah, I mean, I think the same thing when I leave the grocery store. Like, how did that end up so much? And if you can imagine being somebody who's on a very, very fixed food budget, right? They're relying on those SNAP benefits to get their family through. And suddenly you have Christmas looming, right? And this should be a time of joy for families. But if you're in a position where you're not able to provide even a basic Christmas for your children, this is not a joyful time of year. So we really want to try to change that for folks.
So you take people that are already in a stressful situation and you add Christmas to it. So the stress level just goes up.
It does. And it also creates kind of a domino effect, right? If your life is kind of going along and you feel like you've got things under control, and then suddenly you're hit with Christmas, and then it seems like all of the other problems are bigger problems because of this looming Christmas thing. And so being able to take some of that stress away from families and being able to let them know that they've got that Christmas gift covered really goes a long ways.
Any idea, and I imagine it's hard to compute, what the dollar value of all these gifts ends up being some years?
Oh, I wish I had an answer for that because it would be really interesting to know. I don't know, but I would very comfortably say thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah, you basically just about have to have somebody just doing that as a little side project and just walking around and Googling and checking, because these things come in, they don't always have price tags left on them. Most people are smart enough to take them off. Some people don't, but that's okay. You think about that many toys, that big a room, that's got to be a huge impact helping out in Douglas County. So if people, have not been able to help before, maybe this year their life's in a good spot and they really can dig deep and do a little more, what would you say to encourage that?
I would say if you're in a position where you can help somebody out, just think about what it feels like to give to your own kids and the folks that you care about, and imagine what it would do for a family to be able to do that for their own loved ones. And when you're out and about and you see something that you think maybe your own kid would like, if you're in a position to do it, grab another one and drop it in a barrel.
Now, see, that there's an idea that I really like, because if you have got kids, whether they're 5, 6, 7 or whether they're 14, 15, you're in a position to know what they like. Well, if they like it, there's probably somebody else that likes it too. And that's a great idea, to just buy two, buy an extra one, buy a couple extra ones, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that would be a good way to kind of get an idea of what that age group would be interested in.
And for people, and sometimes it's guys, but I'm not going to typecast, that are not big at just wanting to go out and walk around until they magically find something, this gift certificate idea for, restaurants, the places that kids like to go, I mean, that sounds like a real winner. And all somebody would have to do is walk in, write a check, hand a debit card over, and however much they can spend, and walk out of there with a bunch of certificates.
Yeah, when that idea came to us, we didn't really realize the impact that it would have. We just needed to do something that would go a long ways. And so, but when we started talking to the parents and started talking to, people that are benefiting from these resources, the response to it was what told us that this is a really great way to kind of give to these kids that are difficult to shop for.
Good idea. So we're just a few days away. How do you feel like it's looking this year?
I try to not pre-gauge, because it's one of those things that you never know. I mean, I certainly haven't been around to see all the barrels. What I do know is that I always enter into Rudolph Run with a lot of confidence, because this community is amazing, and they show up for kids, and they show up for these special times when extra is needed, and I trust that they'll do the same this year.
Well, and as we've talked about in other interviews, even recently, it seems like, from my interaction with a number of the nonprofit organizations, that Douglas County, while we have a lower income by, I think, about $10,000 a year than the statewide average, that we oftentimes, in a number of giving campaigns, really outgive wealthier areas.
Yeah, I would say that's something that we see pretty regularly, not just with the Rudolph Run, but in other areas where I've been part of different fundraisers and different events to raise money or collect donations for different things. It's usually pretty amazing the way that it turns out in Douglas County.
All right, final minute on Inside Douglas County. Remind some people on ideas for things to go out and buy and drop in a donation barrel the rest of the week.
I think that I'll kind of reiterate what I said before. When you're out shopping for your own loved ones and you see that special item that you know is going to make them super happy, imagine what that would feel like for another kid to receive that item. And keep in mind, we have a lot of kids that are older, that are that 12 to 18 year old age range, that are not necessarily as much fun to shop for, but certainly are as much fun to see receive those gifts.
All right, Abby Drummond from the Department of Human Services, get ready for the Rudolph Run. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.